Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Electric charging arms that allow people without driveways to charge their cars on the street may come into conflict with planning rules. So just imagine it comes out of the front garden, up and over the footpath and down the other side so you can plug it into your car. Now, it projects the charging cable across the footpath. It's at a height of over 2 metres that allows the motorist to charge the car outside their home without trailing cables across the footpaths, which of course could be dangerous. However, according to the Irish Times today, Dublin City Council says that these structures require planning permission as it is a permanent structure to the front of a house. And for more, we're joined by Janet Horner, who's a Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council, and Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Janet, the charge points, they're popping up around the place a little more frequently now. Do you welcome them?
Like, I don't think these are an ideal solution. I think there's a lot of issues with them. Like, for one, they can present some accessibility issues if you have a cable dangling. In the most part, when they're used correctly, the cable shouldn't be. But obviously, in not every case, they will. They also have the effect of sort of reserving a parking space in a public street outside someone's home for their own parking, which isn't great. And then there's the issue of liability if, for any reason, something happens with them or they're damaged or anything along those lines. So I don't think they are an ideal solution for the challenges we face. But I also have a lot of sympathy for people at the moment because it has been years of asking Dublin City Council, what is the strategy for providing EV charging for the huge numbers, thousands of residents in the city that do not have driveways? Mm-hmm. And the strategy has been so slow to arrive. And when it has, in my opinion, it is inadequate because it is saying that you should drive quite far from your home in some cases to a rapid charging point, similar to a petrol station, and it will take you about 20 minutes to do so. But we still only have one of those charging points. So, like, for residents who, in the many, many homes that don't have driveways at the moment, there really isn't any solution being offered. And that's what I find incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. Is the up and over charger preferable to one that runs on the ground? I know some people are covering them with sort of rubber mats or maybe even a little ramp so that they're a bit safer. But still, that's very dangerous, isn't it? As opposed to this one that goes over your head.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think our footpaths need to be kept clear at all costs. Like, for anybody who is visually impaired, who is any risk of tripping, having a cable running across a footpath, whether it is covered with a mat or not, is a tripping hazard, and that isn't acceptable at all. In my opinion, that's not a suitable solution. So, arguably, this is an improvement, but, you know, as you can see, the council have argued that they feel it is a permanent structure, so that it occupies a slightly different condition under planning law. So that seems to be the sticking point here. But in general, the solutions for the council should be providing suitable local residential shared charging facilities, in my opinion. So having one or two charging points in every small residential block. But that isn't what they have gone for. That isn't the solution they're pursuing at the moment. And I think it is leaving people with a lack of viable options.
Okay. Adrian, I have a message in here from a listener who says in the UK they've charging points on the street lamps and you pay using a QR code. Why can't we do that here? I mean, what's happening with these charging arms? People are coming up with their own solutions, and could you blame them?
No, absolutely not, Claire. People are getting desperate now. They're trying to do the right thing. For many years, the government and different state bodies have said, if you want to be environmental, if you want to try and do your bit, change from a petrol or a diesel car to an electric car. And there's been such a chronic underfunding and such a chronic underdevelopment of facilities. I mean, last year, the government actually watered down their incentives for people to switch to electric. The car grant fell from 5,000 to 3,500. The home charger grant, for which, by the way, what we're talking about doesn't apply, this charge arm, that fell from 600 to 300. There are hardly any fast charging points around the place. There are more than there were, but you're talking about maybe 300 nationwide, maybe a little bit more than that out of 2,500 charging points overall. So somebody is trying to you know, they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to switch to electric. And this charge arm that we're talking about, I mean, that costs between $2,000 and $3,000 to install yourself. So it's a considerable cost.
We asked Dublin City Council for a statement on this. We haven't heard back from them yet, but I'll just read you what they said to the Irish Times. Dublin City Council said to the Irish Times that the structures require planning permission as it is a permanent structure to the front of a house. Are they right to do that, Janet, given that, as you have outlined there, people have been waiting for a solution to this charging problem in Dublin City Centre for so long?
I think it may be being slightly over finicky about things. I think we have seen in Dublin City Council planning enforcement a very rigid interpretation of the rules in some cases. We had this situation last year with bike bunkers where people were installing very small sheltered facilities to store bikes in the front garden, and Dublin City Council took issue with them as a permanent structure in the front of the garden. And then oftentimes, you know, to the immense frustration of people like me, not taking enough enforcement action on other things that are very disruptive to the environment. So we've had a lot of talk in the council recently about footpath parking and the fact that the council has largely turned a blind eye to streets where there is consistent parking on the footpaths, which is a significant accessibility obstacle to anyone in the area. We just don't see enforcement there.
Okay, so, but at the beginning, you outlined your own safety concerns about these charging arms. And the council goes further and says that permission is required for extending onto the public footpath, but due to the high risk to public liability, the council will not give consent for structures like these to reach across the public footpath. So they're not going to give consent for safety reasons, which is logical, according to what you said at the beginning.
Well, I think in general, this isn't the right solution to the problem here, but it is understandable that this is where we are at because the council has not done its part. It was years, the strategy for EV charging for Dublin was published last July. We still haven't seen a huge amount of action on the back of that strategy, but we were years waiting for that strategy. So there has been a really slow process for the council to come up with actual usable, workable solutions for EV charging for people who don't have driveways. And this is a consistent frustration for me as somebody who represents an area where the majority of households don't have driveways. It seems to be consistently forgotten that that is how the majority of inner city people living in the inner city live. And we kind of overlook that issue in planning for wheelie bins and planning for charging and planning for a whole range of different things. So it isn't necessarily that it's the council are right or wrong to enforce this. It is more the actual solutions and the actual way that we should be moving forward with this, the council have not been moving on. And that is, again, residential hubs in every kind of block of streets that we could have a few charging points there.
Okay. I have a listener who's making the point, Adrian, that the electric cars just aren't viable where you can't have a home charger using the nightly rate of electricity because the public chargers can end up being very expensive and there's not much difference between them, diesel or petrol. I know you have an EV. Is that person right there that if you didn't have a home charger, it's not worth it really?
Well, from a cost point of view, that listener is absolutely correct. I charge at home on my night rate. It ends up being pretty cheap, definitely cheaper than petrol or diesel. If I charge at a fast charging point, one of the public points, it's around the same price as petrol or diesel. And I then have to go also looking for that public fast charger point, of which, you know, they are few and far between. So there's a convenience thing and a cost thing. So for somebody, you know, getting back to this charge arm that we're talking about, you can see why they're going to run the risk of, with Dublin City Council or whoever else it is, because they now have the convenience of something outside their home, but also it's way cheaper to charge that way.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, as a listener says, and I think Janet made the point as well, people will start to presume that they own the space outside their house, which they don't. You know, you're going to take that space up overnight. Maybe you might need to charge during the day. You're there for the whole entire day. It presents all sorts of problems, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. So the logical answer then, and exactly as Janet has described, where are the EV public hubs? For those people who are in, you know, installing these charging arms, what is their alternative? If they want to have an EV, and they don't want to, you know, to play a game of trying to find an available nearby public charger. What are they to do? So, like the state really needs to get off its backside. If we want, at the moment, the current target is around 30% of the national fleet to be electric by 2030. And that's about 800,000 cars or so. Dublin City Council itself estimates that it's more likely to be about 130,000 that will actually do it. But even that is starting to look under threat because of inaction at a state level.
Mm-hmm. And Janet, that suggestion from the listener who said in the UK they've charging points on the street lamps, do you know, has that been looked at by Dublin City Council ever?
There has been a few examinations of things like that. We have done a few public charging points. So there's some, I think, by Marion Square in Stony Batter on St. Joseph's Road. There's a public charging point there. They were all introduced as a sort of trial or a pilot quite a number of years ago. In my opinion, they actually work quite well in residential areas. You know, it does rely on some neighbourliness. People have a WhatsApp group of EV owners in the area. They'll sort of say, I'm using the charging point tonight. But like, you know, somebody else, a long journey in the morning, so do you mind just leaving it by 9 p.m. so I can charge my car? You do have to have that element of communication, but like, that is not beyond the bounds of possibility in a city environment. The people will cooperatively use the ones together and kind of work with each other to make sure it works for everybody. And I know AIR have said, for example, I've been had a long-term frustration with the number of derelict AIR phone boxes around the city streets. And one of the reasons they dragged their heels on getting rid of structures that were just derelict on the road, on the streets, was because they said they were going to investigate whether old phone boxes could be turned into EV charging points. Again, most of the time they weren't at practical locations, so the side of a very busy road where there is no parking space just wouldn't be suitable. But I know there have been a few investigations of that, but you know, we could have and should have been moving on that, like finding the right locations, rolling out the shared ones, as it's the case on Marion Square, Joseph's Road and Stony Batter, for example, at the moment, and doing a lot more of them. But we kind of got caught up in a years long development of an EV charging strategy that has concluded an unworkable solution, in my opinion.
All right. And now you have people investing in these charging arms, which DCC say you will need planning permission for. Adrian Weckler and Janet Horner, thank you both for joining us on the programme.